Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to My Type Amazing Life. Guys, we are officially here at another dire year. It is July the 1st, 2022, which means that it is my 6th diversary. Crazy, crazy times. I say it every year, but it honestly feels like I was sitting here on my bed yesterday doing the 2020-2021 dire year in review. So yeah, this dire year for me from the 1st of July 2021 all the way up until now has been an emotional roller coaster. Lots and lots of highs, definitely more highs than lows, but the lows did get pretty low. So yeah, I would suggest that you guys grab some snacks, get some good drinks, sit down, strap yourselves in, and hold on tight, because here we go. So the 14th of July last year, 2021, was 5 years since the official semi-formal project. That was a really special night for me. Like, it's one that I will never forget. Like, it was essentially my first airplay. It was like my first ever real track exposure. It was, yeah, and it's nothing's compared to it, honestly. Just the way that, you know, the atmosphere, you know, the way that people were like dancing around me like they'd never heard this song before, and everyone was like raving to it. It was definitely a night that I will never forget, that's for sure. My friends and I have tried multiple times to remix Shouting from the Rooftops, but we start and we just cannot finish it. And my theory behind that is just because it is such a timeless, sacred piece to me that, yeah, it's just, as amateur as it sounds, it was honestly like my first official release track, I guess, that people recognized and know. Oh, DJ T1, Shouting from the Rooftops. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was like my first real exposed track. The 18th of July, I turned 22, and I had the most chill birthday ever. I loved it. I literally stayed at my friend's house on the Saturday night. My birthday was on the Sunday. We went out, had lunch, played bingo, and then I went back to my parents' house for dinner, and we had nachos, and it was just absolutely perfect. Like, honestly, that is the best birthday for me. If I can honestly just have duplicates of that birthday for the rest of my life, like, I don't need the full-on birthday balloons and hullabaloo and everything. I don't need that. Like, all I need on my birthday is just good friends, good food, good music, good atmosphere. Like, I'd honestly be happy just to rent out a studio for a couple of hours and have a massive jam session. Like, that, seriously, that would be, like, perfect. So, yeah, really good birthday. Loved every second of it. Yeah. August, 5 years since I announced my diagnosis of type 1 diabetes on social media. This was, like, really significant because I say that I've officially been living with type 1 diabetes every year because in the lead up to my actual diagnosis, I had so many misdiagnoses. Like, I was literally battling with the 4Ts for years, and no one actually acknowledged that, oh shit, okay, maybe it is type 1 diabetes. Like, there was no acknowledgement of that whatsoever. They just thought, oh yeah, you know, she's a kid, she's a sick kid, she gets sick all the time, she's underweight, yeah, that's fine, yeah, yeah. Oh, she goes to the toilet a lot too, that's, yeah, oh, and she gets tired because she's blind. Like, yes, blindies do tire easily because of sensory processing and everything, but, yeah, that tiring was also my body being deprived of insulin. So August was, like, the real epiphany moment for me, because, like, the first month of diagnosis, I was just so sheltered. I did not want a soul to know. I literally was doing insulin in the bathroom. It, like, all the things that I talk about not doing now. Like, doing insulin in the bathroom, testing in the bathroom, like, being so private and sheltered. And, you know, if anyone said, like, oh, she has diabetes, you know, I'd be like, shut up. Like, no, I don't. But something twigged in my brain, like, in August, and I owned my diagnosis. That was like the, I know what's been going on with me like my whole life. Like, I know why I've been so sick now. And, you know, I had levels of energy that I'd never had in my existence, really. Like, I honestly felt like a new woman, and I just felt that I needed to post it on social media. And with that came DJT1. So I pretty much in August just took type 1 diabetes, took it by the horns, and just ran with it. And honestly, have never looked back. Like, seriously, my DJ name change from DJ Logic to DJT1 improved, like, my confidence. And, you know, it sort of made me discover who I was, really, essentially. Because, you know, with that, I started, you know, posting on Audioboom, hashtag life with type 1 diabetes. I started writing songs, like, educating people that, you know, diabetes is not for old fat people. Diabetes can happen to anyone. I was 17 at this point. I'm 17. You know, I have type 1 diabetes. I didn't cause it. My body caused it. Like, my immune system attacked my pancreas. I honestly just all aboard the diabetes education and advocacy train. And then, you know, end of grade 12, I started this podcast. I started MTAL. And I honestly never look back from it. I love recording this podcast. Even though I don't upload a lot, I do love to record it. So yeah, honestly, that was huge, huge shift in energy and perspective and, you know, outlook on life, really. September, 2 years since I started using Complete Control. Complete Control was one of those things that I never knew that I needed it until I actually was very, very much thrown into the deep end for my 21st, when one of my really, really good friends bought me my Complete Control A25 with Complete Start. And honestly, one of those things that I've never looked back from. Like, it was a slow start. I admit, it was a slow start. It took me a hot minute to understand how upgrading and how the different, like, tiers and bundles and all of that stuff worked. It took me a hot minute to get it. But Complete Control was one of the best decisions in my music production career, because it's improved my workflow immensely. Like, with the accessibility, like, I've got so much more access to different plugins, and, you know, I can actually use, like, industry sounds now, like Nexus and Dune and Serum and, you know, stuff that mainstream EDM producers use. Like, I can use it with the keyboard that provides those accessibility features. And, you know, I will be forever thankful to NI for including those accessibility features. And I love now that, you know, I can teach my students, because, like, I'm teaching music production now, like, spoiler alert for later on in the podcast, but I let my students explore Logic first. Then when they feel comfortable with Logic, then I'm like, okay, so we've opened one, I say it literally, I've opened one door for you. Now it is time to take it that one step further, and I show them my Complete Control. And 99.9% of the time, I think I might maybe only had one student object, but 99.9% of the time, they're like, wow, this is, yeah, I need this. And a lot of them do end up researching to get the M32 with Complete Start. So yeah, honestly, 2 years of Complete Control, the two best years of my music production yet. Also in September, I got both of my COVID vaccines. I got the Pfizer. I did not have any side effects, really. I pretty much just breezed through it. Like, I did a podcast in, like, the start of October about my vaccine experience. I was never anti-vax, but I was apprehensive to get it because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I've got type 1 diabetes. If someone's going to get sick, it's going to be me. So yeah, I got the vaccines and I was completely fine. If anything, it just sort of gave me that like security blanket, like just made me feel safer going out in public. And I sort of felt like when I was fully dosed, like I felt like I'd done my part to help beat the pandemic and help, you know, show this 2020 and 2021 pandemic who was boss. And yeah, it felt good, honestly. It felt good, both for, you know, I felt like I was protecting myself, but then I also felt like, you know, I'm protecting others and, you know, I'm helping the country / the world to get out of this pandemic just by getting, you know, two little jabs. October, 2 years since buying Nexus. Again, Nexus, one of those things that I didn't think I needed until I knew what it was, because I never knew what Nexus was, like, until the pandemic. Like, I'd heard of it. I'd heard of other producers talking about, oh, so I use Nexus. Oh, yeah, Nexus. Like, Nexus. Like, I've heard it around. I thought Nexus was, it was funny. As, like, a young teenager, I thought Nexus was a song. I thought it was, I thought it was another door. I had sort of multiple theories of what Nexus was. So, turns out, Nexus is the VST that pretty much every producer uses. And yeah, on the 3rd of October 2020 was when I bought it. And honestly, quite frankly, I use Nexus in 100% of my tracks. It is so versatile. I love, you know, how you can literally just get the most bread and butter sounds that you need, all the way up to the most like eclectic soundscapes and textures. And yeah, you can literally do anything with Nexus. Like, I can compose entire tracks with Nexus or use my other complete plugins and then have some sort of element of Nexus in it. It's a really fun plugin. I love it. I love the ease of use / like how many sounds you get / like the versatility of it. Yeah, it's just so fun and so enjoyable and makes my music production workflow so much more enjoyable. October also saw 2 years since I upgraded to Complete Select, which was my very first step on the Complete Letter. This was sort of my first educational point in how Complete worked, because in the lead up to me receiving my A25, my friends were showing me all these sounds, because they were at higher levels of Complete than what I was, obviously. The friend that got it for me was already on 12 UCE, and I was just stepping foot into Complete Start. So I got Complete Start installed, and I literally said to my friend, I was like, where are all the other sounds? And he said that they're in higher versions of Complete. I'm like, higher versions of Complete? What the hell? Like, okay. Yeah, so on the 9th of October was when I took that first step and into Complete Select. And the most monumental moment I remember from that was hearing West Africa for the first time. It's one of those moments that, you know, I just sort of brushed it off. Like, I think I had friends over, actually. So, yeah, I did. I had friends over because I distinctly remember making recordings of them with Nexus. So K13 was, like, installing in the background. So, yeah, just didn't think anything of it. And when they left, I opened West Africa, and it was very much like a tired playthrough. So, like, I didn't think to hit record or anything like that. But, yeah, just a jaw to the floor moment. Like, it was literally like a duplicate of when I heard Discovery India, which will come up later in this podcast again. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and I could not wait to continue my journey, which I most certainly did. November of 2021, on the 26th, I bought Sally Mae Ivory Brennan, my beautiful Complete Control S61 Mark II. Continued a payment, guys. Think this is it. Are we ready?
Ready.
Right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
2, 1.
S61. Native instruments, vertical line,
is
order received.
S61.
Woo! All right, guys.
It is done.
This moment was actually incredibly emotional because I had been dreaming about an S61 or either an A or an S61 ever since, you know, I was a teenager, because I heard about Complete when I was 17, hence the lyrics in Epiphany. I've had a dream. I've known about it since I was 17. I heard about it through Andre Louis in a Roger group, in the Roger Logic group. And they were all talking about, like, oh, you need to get Complete Control, you need to get it now, like, you need to get it ASAP, and they were all talking about S61 Mark 1s. And then later on, I don't know the exact year, but, you know, S61 Mark 2 came out, and everyone was hitting on that, and they were like, oh, wow, you know, it's so amazing, like, so this was sort of the moment, because here I was with Complete 13 Ultimate Collector's Edition, and then the S61, dare I say it? Buying the S61 just completed that dream. It was really touching, really touching. And, you know, it was a beautiful wedding. I managed to find this really alternative dress that, you know, it was a white wedding dress, but it also had, like, the purple embroidered flowers. Like, you could swear that it was made specifically for me to buy that keyboard in. Like, it was beautiful. The whole moment was just so gorgeous, and it's one that I will remember for a very, very, very long time. December, on the 15th of December, or actually we'll take a little step back. So the 7th of December was when Sally Mae was delivered, but unfortunately I could not unbox her straight away because Christmas season, I had gigs from just coming out my ears. Like, I was actually having like 2 or 3 gigs a weekend at this point. So the next available date that I had to unbox Sally was on the 17th of December. So yeah, 7th of December, she arrived, and yeah, it was a really, really beautiful moment. There were lots of spiritual activities. I'm not really going to talk about, like, the spiritual side of what happened, because I think I am going to do, like, a whole podcast episode specifically on her, and again, you will figure out why toward the end of this podcast. So yeah, lots of paranormal shifts, and, like, in a good way. So yeah, the 15th of December came, and it was time for me to retire my Roland E09, whom I'd had since I was 14. And that was, again, a really emotional moment. Like, I didn't think it was going to happen, but it did. The night of the 15th, I did a 2.5-hour concert, just playing through all of my favourite sounds. And that was really fun. And then on the night of the 16th was when I officially disconnected him from the studio chain. All right, here we go. I'm scared to lift it. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. It's not that heavy. It's really not that heavy. I'm like standing in the room and dancing. It's probably about the same weight as an S61, actually. Come on, Rolly, let's go. The 17th of December was the day that I would finally see an S61 in the flesh. And it was very, very emotional. For sure. It did bring me to tears. It did bring me to tears. Don't judge, guys. Here is a little montage from the unboxing. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, the blood sugar for when I unboxed my S61 is 11.3!
Hey!
Oh, I can hear it! I can hear it! Rip! Oh! Hello!
Yeah.
Yes. So close. Oh my God. She's coming. What's the time?
6:39.
Sally Mae Ivory Brennan, born December the 17th at 5:39 p.m. Now let's move the thing out from under the keys. Oh my goodness me. What pretty keys. Wow.
And for the first time, aftertouch.
Yep. Yeah, oh, there's the function buttons. Listen to these buttons, listen to them. That's the sound that I hear in like all the Andre Louis videos and...
That it is.
Yeah. And so now was like the ultimate moment of seeing this keyboard in the flesh, because my friends had been hyping me up for ages about these lights, the lights. You know, they were talking about the lights on the keys and, you know, that they were beautiful and that they were all different colours and that they would dance to life like whenever you would turn the actual board on. And so I was so excited. I was like, wow. And it wasn't just excited to see the lights. Like, it was excited on a much deeper level. Like, if I see these lights, you know, it means that my sight is still of value and still works. And then if I can see the colors of the lights, like, that's even a bonus. And which, spoiler alert, on some presets I can, but a lot of the times I think I just psychologically know that they're blue. But yeah, some presets do go different colors. But, yeah, that was, a very touching moment. Headphone warning for this one. It does get a little bit rowdy. So, yeah, here you go. Everybody, 10.
10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5. 4. 3. 2. 1. And contact. Oh my God, the screen's lighting up. Oh my God! Look at the keys!
Can you see the lights on?
Oh, they look so pretty. I can't see any colours, but they look so beautiful. January the 2nd, 2022 was 1 year since this moment.
It's awesome.
Yep. It's honestly one that I will never forget. Like, this was like the gentle the gentle foot to the rear end to tell me to go full steam ahead, Summer of Sound, and get Complete 13 Ultimate Collectors. Like, this absolutely sealed the deal for me. When I heard India, when I, like, the sounds that I heard coming from the speakers just completely blew my mind. Like, I could have sworn that there was someone in the room with me playing a tabla. Like, I'd never heard sounds so true and so real before, apart from, like, actually listening to recordings of live performances. So it was an incredible moment, an incredible 2 a.m. moment that I will never forget, the 1 year since I made the big purchase of Complete 13 Standard. January also saw me start job searching again because, I don't know, I just had a feeling too that I just wanted not necessarily a career change, but just like another part-time job as like a, you know, an extra income, but like, and also, you know, just expand my friend circle, expand my knowledge. Cause like, I love learning things. Learning things is fun. So yeah, to have like the extra training, the extra experience. Yeah. I just wanted more with my life. So yeah, started job searching again. Keep your ears tuned, guys. January also saw me very spontaneously by June 3. And it's, again, another synth purchase that I will never regret. That was a fun night because my friend and I were on Discord. I was drinking. He bought sound toys. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to buy June 3. Like, I've wanted to for the longest time. So I literally, that night, I don't even know what time it was. I didn't look. It was that damn spontaneous. Like, he literally said to me, he's like, so do you want to buy June 3? And I literally said to him, I was like, okay, give me 5 minutes. So I slapped on a dress, slapped something around my shoulders, and jumped on the Synapse website, and I purchased that boss, and I love it. Absolutely love June. The sounds that come out of it are phenomenal. The sounds and the melodies are just so big and luscious. I've never heard synth sounds like the sounds of June 3. I upgraded also to Nexus 4 the week after, and that was the first ever wedding fail. I literally have in my notes, what I write, upgraded to Nexus 4, wedding fail. That's literally the note. So the reason why it was a wedding fail was because I was so excited. I'd walked down the aisle, I'd had myself hyped up, I'd made this beautiful white and pink dress, and like, I was just so excited to make this purchase, hyped up to the tops. Then I opened the Refex website, and Refex, Safari, and VoiceOver were not having a good time with each other. So that resulted in me having to like pause the wedding, install Chrome. My blood sugar started dropping, so I had to go have dinner, and then I have to come back. The website still wasn't working, so one of my friends had to log in on their end, put Nexus 4 into my cart, and I just felt so inadequate. Like, mostly these weddings bring tears of joy, but this one brought tears of just, you know, inadequacy. But when I did eventually get Nexus 4 installed, I loved like the new presets that it came with. The accessibility of Nexus now is amazing. Like, I think they're always working to improve it, but where it is now is just so good. Like, I installed Nexus as a completely inaccessible plugin. Like, if I didn't have NKS, like, if I didn't have my Complete Control plugged into it, I had to like VOCR the screen, navigate to the presets, and yeah, it was just not near as a fun time as what it is now. February. So it was the 8th of February that I got an email saying that the sale of the Dexcom G5 is going to be discontinued in Australia. And as a result, I found out that I was going onto the Dexcom G6. And I'd wanted to go into the Dexcom G6 for the longest time. But yeah, it just was not available over here for ages. And like, I'd wanted to go on because the site changes so much easier. They last for 10 days instead of 7. There's zero finger pricks. Yeah, just the benefits were just there. So when I found out that I was going onto the Dexcom G6, I was so excited. Instantly, like, started making my insertion day playlist and, you know, planning, like, how I was going to celebrate with my friends and, like, telling everyone and, like, explaining to everyone, like, why it was going to be so beneficial for me. And, yeah, it was just, like, an exciting time. But February was also, in my notes, I literally just wrote bad mental health time, because I had some shit happen in my personal life that is just, it's way too personal for me to talk about on here. I had some shit happen that just led to, like, a lot of self-hate and a lot of, like, beating myself up and, you know, just feeling like a really bad person. And, you know, I just felt, yeah, there's no other word for it. Like, I felt like a horrible, horrible person. I have never had depression so bad since 2019. If anything, like, this was worse than 2019. Like, I hit such a low point and it was not fun. There was a combination of, you know, the things that happened, and then job searching was not going well. Like, I wasn't finding anything, and when I was applying for stuff, I'd never hear back, or, like, I'd get an unlikely to progress notification. So, you know, the self-hate of being a horrible person, and then, like, why does no one want me? Oh, I know exactly why no one wants me. It's because, yeah, there was a lot of negative thoughts going on, and I am still, you know, all this time later, I still feel it at times. I'm a lot better than what I was, but yeah, that February was a really hard time for me mentally. So the whole of February was pretty much just, like, trying to pick up the pieces from that to get ready to be happy to go on the Dexcom G6, which leads into March. March the 7th was when I inserted my first Dexcom G6 sensor.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you just got past, yeah.
It was just
a noise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry about the bad audio in that one. iPhone and Android. Yeah, they don't send video as well. And I think, I was trying to figure out the date. I think it was the 23rd of March was when I did my first independent sight change by myself with absolutely no sighted help. I'd never done that before on the G5, ever. So this was, like, a huge moment. And yeah, I was so proud. I was just like, wow, this is a step forward in my diabetes management that I've been wanting to make for so long, and now it's finally happened, because the site insertion is just so much easier than the G5's process. So yeah, my first independent site change, again, told everyone, shout it from the rooftops. They were, yeah, just so proud. The 24th of March was my first ever Comic-Con. So my first independent site change was the day before the Comic-Con started. And honestly, this was really monumental as well, because I'd never cosplayed in public. The furthest I'd ever cosplayed in public was to an Uber Eats driver that thought that I was a statue or a garden gnome, or I actually did a little story time on that. It was the night that I got Sally. And yeah, that was, like, the furthest I'd ever done cosplay. So to walk around in this massive convention hall with so many other cosplayers, it was a moment to remember. Like I said in my Comic-Con podcast, I didn't know anyone, yet I felt safe, and I felt like they were all my friends, and I felt like they weren't judging me or anything like that. I loved the attention of it, because I went in an Elsa costume, so I love the attention of, like, the little kids being like, look, mommy, it's Elsa. And then I love the parents being like to their kids, oh, look, darling, it's Elsa. Yeah. It was really, really a fun and unforgettable experience. And there will be so many more in the future. April the 2nd. So this is where we get into my teaching of music production. So the 2nd of April to the 5th of April was the first ever Queensland Braille Music Camp. And I was employed there to teach logic and to do some vocal coaching last minute. This was a really cool experience. It gave me a huge insight into, like, what people, like, what students knew about music, and, like, I couldn't believe, like, how many people had heard about music production, like, heard about music production elements, but didn't realize how easy it is to get something accessible to make music. So it was a real eye-opener for me, and I loved, like, every second of teaching students. It was really fun, and I have gotten work, like, on the outside of camp, like, from people wanting to learn either logic or native instruments. So I absolutely enjoyed that. So the week after, no, it was the week of me getting back from camp was when I found, just completely by chance, a company that works with people with disabilities to encourage them to play music. And they were running a working bee. And, like, I'd been in contact with them in the past. Like, I'd sent them through my resume, like, during my job search period. So I went to the working bee. He knew who I was instantly. I cleaned a bathroom. And then just before I left, he said, actually, I'll have some work starting for you in June. So I literally cleaned a bathroom and got myself a job. It was, again, a moment that will just be, like, etched in my mind forever. May, 3 years since using Android. I had someone in my family, when I bought my Samsung Galaxy S10, say, oh, you won't even last 3 months on that thing. So when it got to 3 years, I was like, oh, yeah, up yours. And I actually said to them, I was like, you told me I would not even last 3 months, and here we are at 3 years. So immature, but, you know, I would not have it any other way. Android's awesome. Like, I love the freedom and the flexibility that it gives me to pretty much customize my phone however I want without having to jump hoops. And Android also can allow for closed looping, which, when I eventually get onto an insulin pump, will be super duper beneficial, because I can potentially have, like, a full bi-directional system that will allow me to manage my insulin pump completely from my phone accessibly. And yeah, that will be essentially the key, my key to pump management. May the 15th is, yeah, it's something. Okay. I was working in the studio on the 14th. Everything was totally fine. And then I went back in on the 15th and I turned my S61 on, and it was in, like, a weird half booted, like, a boot loop almost. Like, I would honestly call it the blue screen of death of an S61. Literally, what I saw still haunts me now. Like, I turned it on and, like, all of the buttons and the light guides on the keys were flashing, but the screens didn't start, and logic or nothing was recognizing it. Logic, complete control, nothing was recognizing it. So yeah, I spent hours doing hardware troubleshooting, everything that I could possibly think of, like, everything. Restarting the board and the computer together, unplugging, replugging, multiple laptops, multiple cables. Nothing was getting her out of this booted state. And yeah, it was very, This whole ordeal is something that I never want to do again, especially what I did on the 17th. It was so, so emotional for me, because I had to write in a help ticket to NI, and it was just so, yeah, it was emotional. There were no other words for it. You know, here am I, like, with this $1,300 keyboard that I barely had for 6 months, and with whom I've, like, formed a, like, a connection and a bond. You do, as much as you don't want to admit it. Like, you know, musicians form bonds with their instruments. You know, this was Sally. This was my baby. Like, and, you know, to see her, like, in this weird, half-booted state, it was heartbreaking. And especially when NI wrote back and said, okay, you know, send it back. Like, send it back so we can diagnose it. We'll send you a new one free of charge. I'm going to go more into, like, the emotional and the paranormal side of everything that happened in a later episode. I'll do it at the end of the year because, one, I still need a hot minute. And two, it was, like, I'll do it around when I, like, on the anniversary of when I purchased Sally. In the middle of this, though, in the middle of, you know, having to deal with my keyboard mysteriously just cucking it out on me, it was the grand opening of my workplace on the 19th of May, and was so exciting. It was so exciting. Like, I felt so confident being there, and I was just so excited, like, for every opportunity that came my way. It was just, it was a fun night. It was essentially just, like, a whole night of, you know, rock concerts. Like, when they declared the campus open, it was a whole night of just rock concerts, and yeah, it was super fun. I loved every second of it. On the 25th of May was when the courier van came to collect Sally, and I had a really good friend with me. It sounds dramatic, but, like, I didn't want to be alone when the guy came to pick the keyboard up, because I was just so distraught. I think if I'd been alone, there would have just been an absolute flood of tears. But yeah, my good friend was there, and, you know, we had a little soundtrack picked out, and, you know, as he was driving off, as the courier guy was driving off, you know, my friend just held me and, you know, just talked to me, and it was just a really bittersweet moment. Like, yeah, I know that I'm talking about this keyboard like it is a baby and a child, but, you know, she was my Sally. And again, I will do this episode, because I do have, like, clips of, you know, activity going on around the house and stuff that, you know, I can't help but link to her. June the 2nd was when I started the first day at my new job, and I love it. It's the most rewarding job I think I've ever been a part of. I am mentoring people that have various disabilities to play music. You know, I'm jamming with them, I'm helping them engage in, like, social activity, and, you know, helping them to express themselves and, you know, express, like, build up their confidence. And it's really good. I would not even call it work or a job or anything like that. It's an amazing opportunity that I honestly cannot help but think that I manifested, and the law of attraction, the universe brought it to me. Like, there's no other way. With how I found the job, in a newspaper article read to me over the phone, it was just so, yeah, could not help but think that, like, an angel handed that job to me. Like, it was, yeah, it was so, so coincidental how it happened. And yeah, I've been working there for a month now, and it's honestly just done so much more, like, for my overall confidence. It's just been so good for me, and so good for the people that I'm working with. It's, yeah, This whole month has just been so, so fun. The 4th of June was 1 year since my friend and I bought Complete 13 Ultimate Collector's Edition. As rough and tumble as that ceremony was, as much stuff that, like, went wrong, like, I literally recorded the whole thing in mono, accidentally. We had songs not working. We had just technical issues galore. My friend who was our celebrant was absolutely shitting bricks. He was so nervous. But honestly, would not change anything about that night. Loved every single second of it. And just the pride, the immense pride and elation and euphoria that I felt walking out of that studio. What I said later, bitches, I'm a collector! It was beautiful. Nothing that I've done, like, in relation to Complete felt as high achieving as, like, what that did. On the 6th of June, my new S61 Unity Rose Ariana arrived, and on the 10th of June was her unboxing.
All right.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Am I ready?
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
I must start this wedding by saying that Sally, I know, is looking down on everyone right now at this point. She was an angel that was brought to us. Ladies and gentlemen, the blood sugar for when I meet Miss Unity Rose is...
Oh shit, I shouldn't do that.
3.4.
Holy shit. That was anticlimactic. Father God, we thank you for bringing Unity Rose to us. We thank you for when Sally passed away, we thank you for taking her just that one step further. And I know that she is with you, and she is with Christ.
Oh, she's nearly out. Yes.
Excellent.
Because remember, she's not as young as Sally, she's older.
No, she's a bit older. Oh my gosh. I can actually feel the box, like, flapping up. Oh, here she is. She's wrapped in her phone.
Push! She's coming! I can see the head! I can see the head! Push! Oh! Here she comes!
Oh, I'm
sorry. Push! It's a beautiful baby girl.
Oh, how beautiful.
They're so shiny, look. She's so shiny. The wheels are really good to move too.
Beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah.
She's so pretty.
I bet she's got that new smell. See? Oh yeah, she does. Oh man. I can't wait until we get her a new studio.
I feel like I honestly feel like. Hang on. I honestly feel like I have seen an S61 for the first time, like...
Yeah.
That's literally what it feels like.
Yeah, it will.
She's gorgeous.
She's so lovely and new.
It was very different to Sally's unboxing, because I had my friend there and, you know, it was a lot more lighthearted. Sally's was very much focused on spirituality and the law of attraction, and it was very much was a lot more ceremonial than this one, but this one was just so lighthearted and comedic, and it was good for me because I was stressed as hell because I, like, it didn't feel the same. Like, Sally was all first, so I was like, okay, see the lights, bank navigation, aftertouch, expression strips, everything. It was a first. But Unity, like, I knew what everything was. It didn't change how excited I was to see it all again, but I was like, oh my gosh, like, what if the exact same thing happens? What if I turn it on and she's in the exact same boot loop? Like, there was that anxiety. And my friend tried to jump scare me, but he ruined it by telling me that he was going to do it. So that led me to make a prank in my mind. And here's how that little clip unfolded.
All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Bang!
Oh no.
What? Is it not working?
Working.
Hang on. Okay. Hold up. Let me see.
You know why? But I'm fine though.
What?
You know why?
Why?
Because Sally was an angel that was brought to me, and so was Unity, and I'm okay because I'm breaking you.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Oh, my God! Ugh. Oh.
She looks... Oh, now I'm really gonna cry.
Jesus fucking... Oh, my
God. I told you that if you said bang, that something was coming.
And my final point, this is a really sweet one for me. This was really beautiful and spiritual. I gave the friend that was there for me through, like, when Sally stopped working and when Unity arrived, I gave him the serial number because they both had the same serial number because I never registered Sally. So I gave him the serial number that linked back to the two of them, and therefore he, as a random act of kindness, got complete select. And I did it in such a way that I wrote him an email and made it look like it was from the keyboard, like it was a child writing it, like, you know, with spelling errors and, like, grammar, and, you know, it was just really fun. And then at the bottom I pasted the hardware serial, and here was the moment when he discovered it.
Please accept the gift of my serial number.
What? Unity?
If you paste it to your negative access, you will be automatically be upgraded to concrete select. Love
what?
You.
What?
Strange.
What?
Huh?
What?
And then fill a hardware to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it look legit? Does it look like an actual serial number?
Let's go back to the bottom. It seems to.
Okay. So if I told you that it was an actual serial number, would you believe me?
Yeah.
If I told you that was the reason why I wanted you to come on Discord, would you believe me?
Well, I mean, I thought we were just going to have some fun, but, I mean...
So
what the fuck is happening right now? Chris, you knew about this, didn't you?
With the universe and the spirit guides as our witnesses, I now declare you the owner of Complete Select. Congratulations.
So guys, I hope you have enjoyed this Dire Year in review. I know this one has been really, really long, for which I apologize for, but at the same time, this year was action-packed, and I just wanted to share all the highs and lows with you guys, and yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you guys next time when I have more important or unimportant information to share. Thank you for listening.